Political satire seems to be playing a starring role during this campaign season. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart has become must-see TV for the politically minded. Many Americans are exposed to the issues by listening to the jokes of Jay Leno or David Letterman or Conan O'Brien. Another quick wit is Andy Borowitz, creator of the Borowitz Report website and a regular commentator on our program. Andy has a new book, The Big Book of Shockers, and he's in our New York bureau. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Leanne.
Your motto is give us 30 minutes and we'll waste it?
Yes. Give us 30 seconds and we'll waste it. I'm not that ambitious. I don't have that kind of attention span.
Well, let me tell you what the Los Angeles Times said about you. Borowitz's new and improved version of the truth appears every day on his satirical faux news website. Is that how you perceive what you do? Fake news that kind of goes at the real truth of things?
Well, it is fake news. Well, but it's so close to the truth. I don't know if I would call it 100% fake. For example, the story that I have that's on now is related to Dick Cheney's comment at the debate this week that he had never met John Edwards. It later turned out, of course, that that was fake news. The truth is they had met. So the story I'm running at BorowitzReport.com today is that Cheney admits that he and Edwards actually went on a camping trip last summer, and it just sort of slipped his mind. And Edwards was kind of hurt because he thought that those were good times.
You know, political satire has been around for a long time. We become aware of it during campaign seasons usually. But do you think it's more prevalent this election year? And if so, why do you think that is?
It definitely seems to be more prevalent. If I just look at what's happened to Jon Stewart and to the Borowitz Report, just there has been this explosive growth over the last year, couple of years. And I think it has to do with the fact that fake news or satirical news, political satire, thrives at a time when people feel that the official version of events can't be trusted. I think there's a tremendous amount of distrust out there.
Do you think people aren't trusting what they hear because they don't trust the media or they don't trust the government?
I think it's a combination. I think all the lead up to the Iraq War, all the stuff about WMD, has now made people really distrust the government because their version was so flawed. But I think a lot of people are also mad that they feel that some of the media gave them a free pass. And so that lost a lot of credibility, leaving aside the tremendously, you know, unbelievable scandals that have hit some of these places like USA Today or the New York Times. But I do think that the lack of belief in some of these institutions, whether governmental or media, have helped stoke the appetite for the comedians to give their take.
Say Senator John Kerry wins the election. Is he going to be a good target, do you think?
I must say, I think John Kerry is already a delicious target. I love the fact that he does these bizarre things. I mean, the sudden spray-on tan that he had last week, it looked like he was trying to appeal to the orange states or something. That was strange. And also, he has this, I know he's accused of flip-flopping, which I think is kind of an old bit, and I think it's kind of tired. But what I'm fascinated by is that his catchphrase keeps changing. At the beginning of the campaign, it was bring it on, and then it became help is on the way. Now it's I've got your back. I think by November, it's going to be my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. I think that's where he's going.
Your website, the Daily Column, is very current. I mean, you can respond, for example, to the debates immediately. How much time every day do you actually spend, like, reading newspapers and watching the news?
It's kind of a 24-hour-a-day surfing the zeitgeist for me. I mean, I'm just constantly absorbing not just political news, but also junk culture. I think I am probably one of the foremost experts in Jessica Simpson and Tom Ridge. It's a very strange specialty to have. But the actual writing of the story, which is every day, is very quick. It's about 15 minutes, really, of sitting down and pounding it out because I'm writing it in the style of a hack AP reporter. I'm just filing a story. I don't care what cliches I use. I don't care how many experts I quote to pad out the column. I do every shameless thing that a Wire reporter would do.
Now, according to you, Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge is the Borowitz Report's friend.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because on a slow news day, I can just make Tom Ridge announce something, and which is, I think, sort of what the Bush administration uses him for, too, by the way. For example, a couple of years ago, he was issuing so many warnings, so I just had him come out one day and announce that Americans should wait a half an hour after eating before going swimming. And he actually just gave a lot of the kind of advice that our mothers give us, like, no horsing around on the couch, you're going to put your eye out. He's really just a great all-purpose guy. Because one thing about Tom Ridge that I think is ironic is that his main job is to make us all feel more relaxed. And whenever I see him on TV, I wonder, who is their second choice for this job, a startled deer? He just seems so incredibly nervous all the time.
Do you think in some ways humor makes us take serious things, perhaps, as well as less seriously, perhaps maybe a little bit more seriously?
I think humor does a couple of really valuable things. First of all, when you're stressed out, as so many of us are, it's just good to laugh. I mean, that's the unpretentious answer. But I think the pretentious answer would be that, you know, some of these serious things are so hard to observe straight on. It's almost like trying to look at a solar eclipse. And humor is like the pair of sunglasses that you put on in order to stare these things down. And I think the worse the news gets, the more people gravitate to Jon Stewart or the Borowitz Report to give a more palatable version, because it's hard to take some of this stuff.
So what weapons of mass destruction do you offer inside the Borowitz Report? It's a big star here, weapons of mass destruction inside.
The most powerful weapon of all, laughter.
Andy Borowitz is the author of The Borowitz Report, Big Book of Shockers, and he's also a regular commentator for this program. Thanks a lot, Andy.
Thanks so much.